It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Miller Man. It's good to be back. You notice how much lighter I am today?
Yeah.
Less hair.
Yeah, a lot less hair. At some point this week, I'll tell you the story of the weirdest haircut I ever got and how it went awry on me. And then I looked up after she had finished butchering me and go, did I ask for a buzz cut? I usually keep longer hair.
It looks fine.
Thank you, George. Thank
it's
you
shorter.
For that strong support. All right, Cowboys observations of the big game yesterday. I thought that I laughed out loud when Dak did not play in the second half. I thought that was the funniest thing ever when they cut over to him and he's sitting on the standing on the sidelines, big smile on his face, only trailing by six, still in this game. Trailing by six, and he's got a big smile and a chaw in his mouth.
He done.
This from the guy who, I never quit. I'm paid to play football, and that's all this soldier knows how to do. Whatevs. So Donovan Ezeraku gets kicked out of his final game of his rookie season for removing a Giants helmet, which is the cardinal sin. I mean,
yeah, don't ever do that.
You can't do that. That's just such an insult to our country. So you have to leave the field when you're kicked out of the game like that. Do you have to leave the stadium too and like head to a Denny's until your buddies are finished work? And then
I guess you could.
You have to watch the game on your phone over a plate of Moons Over My Hammy.
I think they make you watch the game in a corner in the locker room.
Oh, so it's extra punitive to shame you.
Sit in a corner, facing the corner with a little TV screen.
I do wonder. So they sit in the locker room and just watch the game on a TV in there, right?
Yeah, probably.
That's what they do? I've never known the protocol. Or does he have to go sit on the bus and wait?
My guess is...
And think about what he's done.
My guess is they go to the locker room. They do not watch the game. They check their DMs.
Yeah.
Check what everyone was saying about
him. Yeah, see what people are saying about his ejection.
Yeah. No.
Did you like the last play, offensive play of the Cowboys, with Milton attempting the handoff or whatever that was, and then running around in a circle and then just getting tackled.
And then he got mad because he got tackled.
And it was the silliest fart and fall down play to end the season. And
I'm not very high on Joe Milton, but he is wild to watch. And he plays like a kid in a pickup game among 10-year-olds. And you just told that kid, hey, play quarterback.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really know how to play it, but he's real talented.
But I like watching him.
And he's kind of fun to watch.
He's fun to watch.
But man, if this thing had gone sideways with Dak and injury, and it was the Joe Milton experience for 8 weeks, I don't know that they'd win any of those games.
May not have.
And speaking of Dak, what was this, what's the record he was chasing or battling with Matthew Stafford over?
Most yards passing for the season.
In the league.
And then what ended up happening with that?
Well, Dak, I think, only threw for 70 yards and then sat the second half.
Yeah, so that happened. I was very excited to see Brandon Aubrey not miss anything this game.
I thought about you over the break because he missed a few over the break.
I told
you
guys.
Neither one of us ever said he's going to make the rest of his field goals for the rest of his career.
Why do you always doubt my sports acumen
because
and
it's
my
ridiculous.
Observational powers?
Because nothing surprising happened. Outside of the kickoff that he almost whiffed, nothing surprising happened with him for the rest of the season. Yeah, field goal kickers miss field goals, especially.
Missed a very easy chip shot 57-yarder.
Did you hear the stat that less than 50, what his streak is up to now?
What is it?
It's like 38 straight. It's ridiculous.
I did see the Dan Bailey comparison, though. Remember Dan Bailey, we thought, was the greatest kicker ever.
Yes.
And he fell apart, relatively speaking, at the end of a season, and then he was never the same again.
Right.
And there was a pattern, and Aubrey fit that pattern, what he did at the end of this season.
And that's all I was saying about Brandon Aubrey. Just watch out for that. Anytime you start to see the wheels shake on these guys, it always feels like it's catastrophic.
Yes, kickers go up and down. That's not breaking news, but...
Well, but you, like with Bailey, there was no up after that down.
You just said it even before he missed a field goal this year. Just kind of like, yeah, just keep an eye on him.
Well, I said
yes,
that.
He has
you
nowhere
told
to go
me,
but down.
You told me I was crazy, and then like the next week he missed three.
He did not miss three
something
in
like
any
that.
Week.
Here, you want the stat?
He does not.
He had six misses this year.
Aubrey missed a field goal in seven of his first 42 career games, okay?
See, that shows he's no good.
He has missed a field goal in five of his last nine.
Okay. Which is not as strong as his first 42 games, but my point is Gordon was saying after 42 games, just keep an eye on him. It has
what?
Nowhere
yes,
else
just
to
keep an
go
eye on
but down.
I root for the guy. I want him to do well. I don't want him to ever miss. Okay. I like that guy.
I can't do it. On the first day
he's
back.
He's awesome.
Especially
I'm
when
saying,
you texted
don't dismiss me
after he missed a 40-something yarder, I don't know, the first weekend of vacation.
I didn't.
Hey, I'm not watching the Cowboy game. Anything happened? Asswipe. I didn't need that from you.
Didn't he miss an extra point while we were out?
Yes, he did.
I think he missed
have,
an extra point.
I don't know.
Which, what do you think about that, George? You can't expect him to make all the extra points. I mean, that's a hard shot. People really underestimate how difficult.
35 for 40 this year.
Okay, which
that was not
God bless
the problem
him. I hope
with
he
the
does
2025
great.
Dallas Cowboys.
You know, I seem to have that ability just to turn it on when it really matters. There's Brandon Aubrey talking right
him.
There.
That is not him.
All right, a few broadcaster observations.
It's your favorite sport to look
I've
at
moved
someone
on. Why
at the
you?
Top of their sport. Just like, I don't know, man. I don't see it in Eddie Belfort after he just delivered a cup. And then
and what happened?
Like, man, I don't. He gave up eight goals in the game.
Yes. He had a cough syrup.
He had a
right.
cough syrup game.
So that's all I'm saying is, why don't you take me at least a little bit seriously? Like, oh, maybe Gordon is seeing something with fresh eyes that I'm not seeing.
No, I can't.
Because you told me before that eight goal game. You told me no. Just watch. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Just watch
we
him tonight
the
and the
for
intricate
yeah.
saves that he's going to be
unfortunately,
doing.
Unfortunately, things stay with you for 25 years.
I don't think he gave up eight goals that night.
It was seven. I swear it was like
bad.
That. And he got pulled from the game.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Better to go with no goalie.
I'm going to look that up. I want to see how many that was. I'm curious now.
Daryl Johnston, big congrats to him. His 25th season, he just finished with Fox.
How about that?
As an analyst. And he served with 12 different play-by-play announcers over that time. 448 Fox NFL games, most ever at a single network. And second most in NFL history.
That's great.
Who's
everybody
top most
DJ.
In NFL history?
Like most games called as a color analyst?
I Madden? Guess that's what they
maybe
mean.
Madden, yeah.
Yeah.
Troy's getting up there.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize DJ's been doing it that long. Did yeah. he start like right after his career?
2001, yeah. Right.
Dang.
After.
Ed gave up six goals that night.
Six, okay.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals in New Jersey.
And this week we may need to talk to the deep throat informant on Joe Buck's fight with children that resulted in a black eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
And he posted that on social media, him sitting in a makeup chair getting his black eye covered with makeup.
There might be a story in your stack and muse about that.
Yes, indeed. That's why I'm doing it now, is that he's trying to break up this fight between his twins, and he says he went low and got it in the eye. And
you know what?
But I don't know if that's the real story. We'll find out from Deep Throat Informant.
I think that's very believable because I cannot tell you, just not even wrestling, just sitting with my daughter. You know, they just, their elbows and knees are everywhere. Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I've narrowly avoided a black eye and thought, if I went into work and told them the truth that my 4-year-old elbowed me in the nobody
no
would believe,
believe
me.
You. Right.
So I do believe Joe because it's that could have been me a million times.
Has your racking gone up since you've had the kid?
I'm on guard for it, but she's caught me a couple times, yeah.
What was that time you got racked, George? You had a garden hose, right? And you're
something was an electric it was a little extension cord that I got impatient with, taking it hand by hand, and I just gave it one firm yank and it went
and it come
the balcony I was on, it went between the spigots and hit me right between
like
the spigots.
Took yeah. a .22 shot right to the scrot. And also, broadcaster observation, during halftime, Michael Strahan used the word improvision. You ever heard that word?
There's no way that's a word.
Improvision.
He's talking about a runner who did a nice evasive maneuver and said that was a great improvision.
Yeah.
By that player.
I don't know. I try to stay away from the halftime show.
Why?
Because I think it's a collection. Outside of Kirk Menefee.
I listen to Terry Bradshaw.
I think it's a collection of rockheads.
And
I like Howie, too.
You like Howie?
Well, between Gronkowski and Bradshaw.
What about Strahan? You like him,
okay,
don't you?
He's okay. But
he's America's new Ryan Seacrest.
He's everywhere.
But Ryan Seacrest is still Ryan Seacrest.
Improvision. Not improvisation, but improvision.
Yeah.
But I think that's a new network idea. Tune in to Improvision tonight. And it's just a bunch of sitcoms that they make up on the spot. It'd be great. But we're glad to be back. Best year of the Musers ever, because this is the year I learned sports and finally take over the sports segments and just really, really inform people as what's really going on.
Man, I would love that. Boy. I hope that happens. I would love that.
I will fight it with every,
fiber of your being.
That I have, yes.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEC 631 on the ticket. So Dak came out at halftime after the Cowboys talked up all week how they were going to play hard to the end. And they're going to win this game, and they're going to avoid a losing record.